How y'all are some more. I got a friend that married a good-looking female woman from up north, around Shreveport. And he didn't tell her that he loved to hunt them deers. I'm talking about in the wood. He married her in June, and come November, he said, "Honey, the deer season open, the shoot gun and rifle part of it, I'm going to hunt the deer." She said, "What you talking about, hunt deers?" He said, "You know they got horn. You get venison from that." Well, she thought he was going to be gone for a couple of days. He'd gone a month. He come back, man, and she had what the Cajuns call a baboon. Her bottom lip stuck plumb out. She said, "Where you been?" He said, "I've been hunting deer." She said, "I don't believe it." He said, "Look at all that venison I brought. You could have bought that. I don't know what that is." She said, "That's venison." Well, the next year they had a baby, and she couldn't go, and he left and stayed another month. And the following year, though, it was the third year they made marriage. And deer season come up, she said, "Look, you ain't going on no deer hunt." Oh, he said, "Yes, I am." She said, "Well, you're going to took me with you." He said, "You don't want to go. And there ain't nothing but old ugly men out there at that camp. And it's just a rough camp." She said, "I don't care. I don't go. You don't go. Or it's an automatic divorce." He said, "All right, come on." Well, she went to that deer camp, dirty, filthy men's camp. They went to bed that night, and the next morning they got up early, and he put her on a stand with an automatic shoot gun. Now, that's a once-hole gun where it'll shoot three times hand running from the same hole if the game warden there. If he ain't there, it'll shoot five times right from the same place. And he took the plug out of the gun because the game warden wasn't there. And he put five buck shoot shell in there. He said, "Now, honey, this is your stand. You see a deer, whether he got horn or not, you can kill a doe. They ain't going to say nothing about you killing a doe." She said, "What is this? That's a female doe deer. You can kill anything you want." She said, "All right." He said, "I'm going to be on the next stand. Ain't going to be far, just about 150, 200 yards. And if I hear you shoot, I'm going to come right here to help you out." Well, he wasn't even to his stand. And bloom, 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 bloom. Well, he knew that was his wife because the gun wasn't plugged. He went tearing back then as he got close, all out of breath, wasn't in shape, like me. He got close and he heard this argue. His wife would argue with a man. She said, "That's my deer. Kept you hand off of it." He said, "Oh, no, that's mine." He said, "I told you to keep you hand off my deer. That's mine." He could hear her putting shell back in that gun. "Don't you touch my deer." This man said, "That's mine." And he parted the bushes and looked through there, and she put that gun on that man. Shoo! Just put it right on him. She said, "Don't you touch that deer, I'll kill you. That's my deer. The buck egg done got a real good, you know." He said, "That's right, lady. That's your deer." She said, "Well, I've been telling you all the time, don't you touch that deer." "That's right, lady. That's your deer. Well, would you mind if I took my saddle off of it?" I got one more little quickie, shorty, true one to tell you. I got a good friend, full-bleed Cajun, named Murphy Brown. He's full-bleed Cajun, too. And Murphy is the greatest poacher of all time. I don't mean eggs, no. He broke every game law in the world and done it all right there in Livingston Parish, where I'm a deputy sheriff. They send game wardens from Texas, Arkansas, Kentucky, all over. Alabama even. Tried to call old Murphy, but they never called him. But year before last, in the regular deer season, Murphy committed the cardinal sin of hunting even in Livingston Parish. He killed a female doe deer. He drugged that doe deer up to a fence and there stand a game warden in full uniform, pistol, handcuff, whistle, everything. He said, "Hey, fella, what you got there?" Murphy said, "What's the matter, you blind? That's a female doe deer. Help me get across the fence." He said, "Who killed that female doe deer, huh, fella?" Murphy said, "I killed that female doe deer. Help me get across the fence." Well, the game warden went there, helped old Murphy get that female doe deer across the fence. Well, say, you watch her. I got another one just like her down in the swamp. I'll be right back. He ain't got back yet. You know that? See you later.